Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the BJ Report. I am your host, Barley Asani, and with me...
Jericho Martinez, live in Hounslow.
Hello, hello, Jerry. Hello. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about degrees and pancakes. But before we get into that, Jerry, how are you this week?
We're all good. We're all good. I cannot complain, as per usual. Work is treating me well. Always got a smile on my face. Energized as ever.
Wow. Yeah.
The weather's been good, though.
It hasn't been too bad, actually. I can't complain. No. We haven't had to fish in the frozen lake.
Yeah, I know.
It's been okay.
We can actually enjoy our strolls on break together.
Exactly, which is a daily occurrence.
Exactly.
Good week so far.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. Surviving, mate. Surviving. This game at work is keeping me on my toes. Bringing my A game.
Yeah? Oh. Bringing your A game. Well, absolutely. It's giving us something to concentrate on. It hasn't been a bad week. You know, my ears are a lot better. We received a lot of emails. People, I can hear now. I'm fully back to hearing 100%.
Oh, mate, this is just... Have you seen the earwax removal technique when they put that thing in your ear and then light the candle?
Light a candle?
Not a candle, but they light the thing in your ear. And then...
grenade launch your ear. Again, get rid of any pain that you may have. They shoot your head off and it's like, listen, you're in no more pain for the rest of your life.
It's like when you go to I think it's like Turkish barbers. They put that thing in your ear to get rid of it, to melt the earwax. And then when they put out the flame at the end, it solidifies and then it comes through like a straw sort of thing. You should Google it.
No. It's like a vending machine.
No, it's not like
it comes like a solid at the end.
Just help your hearing, mate. So you don't get no more infections.
Oh, no, that's fine. I didn't go to a Turkish bar, but I went to, what are those things called? I went to a doctor to sort
I'm
my
just
problems
saying,
out.
Have you seen it, you fucking melon? So no, you don't have to start shit.
But do you know what, next time...
Oh yeah, let me just stop you right there. We are recording from two different locations using Squadcast in respect of the Tier Squadcast. 5 lockdown. Squadcast.
Tier 5.
Alright, so wait, how's your day been anyway, Bard? Or week?
Not too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's been good.
Yeah, Bardy, what's your...
That was
a bit rude,
order.
Though, I'm not even going to lie.
That was a bit rude. I don't believe that. You're lucky I didn't replace you.
With who? Fucking special cases.
Some people in the pipeline.
Bardy. How are you?
We've already got them. We already got that.
Yeah, you do, exactly. You got someone special. Oh, by the way, we got someone, a nice listener, she thought, who would never listen to things like this. She enjoyed it.
Yeah. What was it? Thank you for that. Big up.
Selective.
Big up.
You know who you are.
Big up, Selective. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's kick off the show. Jerry.
You didn't tell me how your fucking
what
week's...
What is your article?
You didn't tell me how your fucking week's been, man. You just said, it's good.
There's not much to report. Apart from
mate.
Our daily show.
Well, I want to make sure that your mental health is there, bro. Don't suffer in silence.
You just told me that you don't care. Now you care because right now you're playing. Oh my!
Out of control now.
I'm just gonna grow it out. I'm just gonna go for it.
Oh, do you know you look like? Like right now, you look like Seth Rogen. Like when he was fat. Yeah, your hair's getting like that.
Man, like... You look like the guy from Martial Law.
You should put that on the picture on Friday.
Yeah. I want to put you up.
That'd be better.
Sammo Hung or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Sammo Hung. Yeah. Definitely.
That is you.
But go on. What's your article, Bud? It's not mine. Mine's later.
Oh, yours is later. Okay. Well, we all know what... Majority of people in the UK were celebrated on Tuesday, and that was Pancake Day,
baby. Do you like pancakes, Bud?
I love a pancake. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I love a pancake.
Like thick or thin?
I'm going to go for thin.
Oh.
Like the crepes.
Yeah, you like crepes. Oh, see, I like mine thick.
All right.
Oh, my pancake's thick. Yeah.
I think.
But
if they're not thick, I don't like them.
Yeah, go on, talk to me, man. Right. What, so what about Pancake Day? So special.
So there is an article here. So man's pancakes spark outrage when, as people say, it's worse than Weetabix and beans.
What? Wait.
Right, so...
Refresh? Well,
right, okay, let me read the article again. Yeah, so man's pancakes spark outrage as people say it's worse than Weetabix and beans.
So firstly, who's eating Weetabix and beans together?
Well, that's the thing that the article doesn't cover. I don't know how people have got to the point of Weetabix and beans to, for it to be comparable. Yeah. He's like, listen, we've tried it. We've tested it on 1,000 people. Weetabix and beans don't go together. I could have told you that without trying it. Don't put them together.
I've tried it. It's not too bad.
No, you haven't. You haven't tried Weetabix and beans.
We'll discuss this topic on my article.
But right,
yeah,
cool.
I've never tried it. Or have I?
Well, this is the outrage. So this is the outrage. This is what this person's put on Twitter. Yeah. Okay, so he's put basically a crepe and he's put salsa sauce inside.
Okay.
Wrapped them up and put two fish fingers on top. And people are losing the plot over this. Okay. Saying, no, that's not a pancake. Do you know what one person wrote? I can get used to ham and cheese sandwiches, but this I cannot get on board on. He's so infuriated.
Why would you be infuriated by that? Look, it's something different and people are scared of what are different, you know?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And if you don't put sugar in that pancake, it's just a neutral taste. Because it's like toast.
Literally, there's nothing.
You can put whatever you want. If I mean, having said that, people put maple syrup and bacon.
I love it.
So
sorry, that is. It's great. I love it as well. With my life, crispy bacon.
So would I.
Crispy bacon,
maple syrup. Ice cream, some maple syrup.
Oh damn! Talk dirty to me.
Wow. So wow. That's all it is. All he's done. He's taken a neutral flavor of the pancake or crepe in this case. And included two savoury items. However, people mix savoury and sweet all together.
Yeah, it's true. You always do that. Like, it reminds me of when I was in hospitality. Those days, hey. So
going all the way back to 1972.
Look, do you know what? I'm proud of my hospitality days. I worked at Five Guys Bards.
Oh, how long did you clean the windows there for?
I didn't work with Five Guys. I worked at Five Guys. Ba-dum-bum.
Okay.
Get it?
Ba-dum-bum.
You don't get it, do you?
What did you do? What was
I was a manager, believe it or not.
Oh.
Ran stores.
Yes,
not too
yes.
bad. But...
which store did you run?
God. Enough. Westfield. Which then Piccadilly. Then Offord Circus.
Which branch did you run to the ground?
The joke thing is, yeah. Piccadilly, I opened up. Then I left to go Oxford Circus. And... Okay. Left to do my current job role now, and yeah, now the Piccadilly store's closed.
We can't do it without
no,
Jericho.
No, it's literally closed. Locked
we need his expertise.
Because the rent was extortionate. But anyways, enough of that. I worked there for a long time, Bards, and I had to mix and match, and then believe me, I've had every burger under the sun.
What's the worst request that you've had that you thought, I would never put those together?
None. I liked everything. I generally ate everything in there.
Not you. I'm saying, what's the worst request you've had from a customer to put things together?
What, the most complex?
Yeah.
So, okay, fair.
Can you put a beef pate in a milkshake, please?
No. No. What have I had? It's nothing extreme, to be fair. Nothing too extreme. Nothing I couldn't handle. It wasn't too bad, but...
All right, tough guy.
Dickhead. What I used to do, I used to put bacon in a bun, right? Just crispy bacon in a bun, and I'll put salted caramel in there.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the sweet and savory was absolutely mouth-watering.
See, I'm a big fan of the sweet and savory.
Fuck it, it was
I'm
great.
A big fan.
I even recommended it. I recommended it to a fan, to a customer. I said, listen.
To a fan. Are you from the BJ Report?
Yeah, I wish it was like that. I reckon it to a customer, and then he actually, when he finished, he went to me and goes, listen, that was elite. That was great. And, you know, you got like the crayons and stuff. Like he even drew.
Yeah.
Like,
was it a kid?
It wasn't a kid. It was like a teen. a teen, and he drew on the thing, put it on the. I was like, yes, good management. But yeah, recommendations are there. But yeah,
no, I'm a big fan of the sweet and savory. But what do you think are two items that should just never go together? Because I don't think this guy has done it enough. I think tomato, was it salsa sauce, and fish fingers go. The crepe is a neutral taste, so it can be either 100%. Way. But what two items would you never want to put together?
like Nutella and ketchup. That's something we should never go together.
Do you know what I was going to say? I was going to say chicken and Nutella.
It could work.
Oh, no, don't.
Should we try it?
No, I'm not going to try it. That's a bit too disgusting.
But to be fair, you do have like, say for instance, you eat a chicken burger and you have like a chocolate milkshake. Yeah. And then you bite into the chicken burger, and you take a sip of your milkshake. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's sort of bite, chew, swallow, and then you have a sip. It's very similar. No, I agree. It is very similar. But I wouldn't put Nutella on and spread it. Like some Nando's hot sauce on top and just grill it.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, that makes sense, of course. I personally wouldn't do that either. Do I look like a fuck? You'd have mug written on my forehead. But
don't answer the questions, guys. Don't send emails. There's no need for you guys to answer that question. We know he is, but we don't have to answer
that. That is harsh there, buddy. No, seriously, I wouldn't do that. No, it's a bit... Nah.
But people, I'm telling you, people are outraged. Like, one Twitter user put for when they saw this, goes, listen, I'm not going to allow it. So, well, what are you going to do?
Who the fuck are you, mate? You probably don't even put salt in your food.
Exactly.
They're seasoning salt and pepper. Dead. FYI, that's not seasoning. That should just be on there anyway.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Did you used to be a manager for Five Guys? You know a lot about seasoning. You know, you seem to know a lot about food.
And food. Yes. I'm telling you, mate.
Yeah, you mind? You've managed to close two branches in an hour.
Dickhead. No, but the thing is, look. See, if you're elite, yeah, you know about MSG. Mm-hmm. Do you know about MSG?
No,
it's like salt, but on crack. Like, it's like on steroids. Salt on steroids. This is what they're using. It's not good for your blood pressure, but it gives, like, food an elite taste. Yeah, like a lot of Asian households use it.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
MSG, Uncle Roger.
He talks about
MSG.
Yeah.
Uncle Roger.
Do you have it in your household?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you have it in your household?
And the joke thing is, when I was growing up, my mum used to measure it up with, you get those little small plastic spoons, like for Calpol and cough syrups. So you had one side what was like big and the other one was small.
Okay, I know.
And that was just inside a nice little glass pot of MSG. Yeah, my fucking blood pressure going through the roof. Thanks, Mum.
Huh? Thanks for that.
Yeah, seasoning, salt and pepper should be in food anyway.
Well, there we are. Well, do you know what we should organise for you then? Weetabix and beans. That's what we need to organise for you.
But to be fair, I like Weetabix.
I was wanting to try it. Yeah, I like. Listen, I love Weetabix and I love beans. Just don't put them together.
I probably could do that. Yeah, I probably could do Weetabix and beans. I pretty much eat anything.
Yeah, fair enough. Just shove it down.
It goes down the same hole and it comes out the same end. Do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. It's a foolproof theory. It's amazing. I think you've managed to convince us.
Well, yeah, thank you for your article, Bud. It was a bit...
Yeah, I just wanted to know. In fact, what are some weird toppings that you've had on pancakes?
What your thought is
let
on,
us know
on pancakes?
At the BJ Report. No, underscore
oh my
the BJ
God. Do you know what? underscore the BJ Report.
Report.
Yeah, you get it now?
Contact at the BJ Report.
Okay, good. Fucking hell. Slide into our DMs as well. You already know where that is.
Yeah.
Underscore the BJ Report. Bud, you're off your game today. What's going on, mate?
And don't mention Twitter because I'm still... It's still an ongoing case. It's still pending... I've written a few emails. They haven't said anything back. I've written a few more emails.
Banned.
Still banned. Still banned. Like, but we do have the Facebook page up and running now, which is great. And do you know what that is? That's just the BJ report.
Good, too. Just so type that in. We've taken that.
Like the page. And, yeah. Promote it. Promote
Definitely. It. Absolutely. Well, I personally well, think Mr. My topic is a little bit better than Bardi's. Because it's relevant to the current... the current economy right now, and the people. The economy right now, and it's relevant to the people. This generation, like pancakes. Fuck it, man. Who cares what they eat, man?
Hey, it's a great article.
It's a good article. It's funny.
Okay,
it is funny. Thank you. Yeah, my one's just pretty much about COVID.
Yeah, no one cares. Thank you very much for listening.
Everyone cares about coronavirus. You fucking twit. Yeah, should university oh, this is actually a good one. Should university students get a refund?
Ooh.
It's been tough. It's been a tough year for all students, you know that, right?
It has been a very, very difficult year for
all lectures
students.
And teaching have been moved online, and the university experience for many has shrunk to staring at a laptop in their bedroom. you wouldn't think that was wrote down, was it? I read it off the screen. But yeah, mate. What do you think on that? Because look, students are paying fucking $9,000. Nearly.
Well, first of all, I don't think they should be paying $9,000 anyway.
Yeah, I know, right?
With or without coronavirus. Okay. Because it never was that price. Okay, but it is that price. Now, I mean, imagine how much experience is that they're missing out
on. Oh, so much.
Also, what if you're late to your Zoom meeting? Yeah, the bus was... Oh, shit, I can't even use that example.
But the thing is...
My fob wasn't working. Oh.
Yeah, mate, it's like university online.
You can't use any of those excuses.
You can't. You're just sat at home. Yeah. You don't leave. The reason why a majority of these students go to uni is obviously, A, to learn. Yeah?
Of course. Well, what gave that away, Jericho? Shut up, mate.
B, to get away from their parents for independence.
Yes. Now, that's a big...
Independence.
Independence and all that. Yeah, so imagine this built-up frustration. Huh?
And all that.
Yeah, and all that, yeah, of course. But imagine this built-up frustration that they have. For sure. You know, being a teenager, number one thing is your parents don't understand you. Oh, I wish I could just leave. Oh, I can't wait to get to uni. I'm going to go as far away as I can. And it's like, you... It's like, I'm really angry with you. And you decide to sign up to university up north somewhere. And they go, okay, great. Wait, where have you gone? Where are you? I'm in London. Where do you want to study? Manchester. Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you'll be learning from home. So you then need to move.
I'm saving money.
So you can stay another 4 years.
Saving money in the long run, you know. No, mate, you are missing out on all the experiences. That's what it is.
Right.
Like the uni life.
Uni life, of course, it's like the best time. You are independent.
You're living off campus. You know what I mean? When you get that student loan and that bursary and all of that jazz, you think you're Tony Stark from Avengers. You're living your best life. You know what I mean?
But also, it goes up and down your finances. Sometimes you'll be living it up. You'll be like, listen, going to 5 tequila shots an hour to go and listen, I'll just have a slice of lemon and some water, please.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how big it goes up and down.
You start living your best life, you know what I mean? Like you think you're a millionaire, and then when it comes towards the end of it, you're Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Scrounging for of cup noodles, mate. You know what I mean? Rice and ketchup. What was your worst like uni meal, Bards?
My worst uni meal.
Oh, you studied in like the University of West London or something, shit like that.
Yes, I did.
No, I'm joking.
I really don't. I mean, I didn't really have bad meals. I was always, I'm all right, chef. So I know how to take care of myself. But yes,
okay.
It is really.
Yes, really. Okay.
Yes, but no, I really didn't have any bad meals. If I'm being honest, for me, I knew I was financially down because when I couldn't buy drinks when I went out. Oh, wow. That's for me when I was like, oh, I need to. Yeah. But food, I never lacked on. I was like, listen, this needs to be top priority
for me. Fucking spam and rice. But there,
you still live like that.
Yeah, I know. But there was dudes like in the halls what would have like rice and ketchup. I don't know. People used to go that deep. It was like, how do you survive off that?
Listen, I'm not saying I didn't see people eat stuff like that. I just never was one of them.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I need a meat.
But if I saw it like that, I'll be like, listen, just get a grip. Maybe don't go out a bit too much and have yourself a decent meal. If you're stupid enough to eat rice and ketchup, maybe uni isn't for you.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Well, mate, what did you graduate in uni?
Business studies.
Oh, mate. Well,
what did you do?
I graduated with a pharmaceutical degree. But the only job I got after uni was testing carbonated beverages.
All right.
It was soda grading. How good was that? Wow. I was good. I was good. I enjoyed that.
The weekly punch. Yeah. Do you want to introduce a little feature on the show?
I think that was great.
A weekly pun from Jericho.
I think that was good.
I think you need to can it in.
You're a prick.
Right, let's shake it off.
Shake off.
Cool. So can you include that feature every single week?
What?
You need to include a pun in the show, just sneak in at any time. Don't tell me, don't tell the audience. You need to find a pun just include
it. I'll do a weekly pun. I enjoyed that. I thought it was funny.
Nice one.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was soda grading.
Yeah, exactly. That was soda grading.
Look how happy you are. I'm happy. No, forget it. I don't like this thing about puns not being good. We're including them into the show now.
What's the most magical grain for a college student?
I didn't say you can do it twice. Relax yourself. Next week, save the... I'm joking. Go and do the bit.
What's the most magical grain for college students?
I don't know.
Unicorn.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I'm on fire right now.
Your humor's mythical.
Okay, whatever.
Personally,
we've off track here. They shouldn't be paying $9,000 at all. They should go back to maybe $3,000 fees, if anything. $3,000 fees, learning from home, learning from mine, but online. But you're paying for... because it's hard to gauge.
Listen,
you know,
if there's one thing that we've learned about COVID, is there isn't a lack of funds, especially in this area. You know, when we need it, we can pump money into the economy, and which is great because during COVID is exactly what we need.
Printing money,
but we should not be having issues. What?
Printing money. We're going to be in this fucking country. Is going to be some serious debt at the end of this.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, issues like free school meals, right? Okay, shouldn't even come up as a topic.
That's true.
Of course, they should have free school meals. Yeah. Find them. I don't care. Find the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe reduce the resources on war.
Yeah.
As an example, and bring it in, and definitely 100%. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I don't think any student should be paying $9,000 for an education. But we are where we are, especially now, where all.
You're right there, mate.
No one's in classes.
Yeah, no one's in classes. Everyone's staying at home. They're not paying for... Look, you pay for the experience.
They're missing the best time of
their life.
And you want to charge them.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't work part-time. You can't spoil yourself on goods. You're stuck at home waiting for a Zoom meeting, and then you're going to be playing fucking PS4 with your friends on Warzone.
Yeah, exactly. Warzone after this? But also, it's also not giving people the right to be independent. Because when you are, as you know, a uni student, you learn how to save money. You know how to, when you get money, how to look after it.
It's true. Don't just go splash. To be fair, you do splash, like.
Well, you do, but then you learn from it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, you kind of.
You learn from it. You go, actually, it doesn't feel nice living in this way. Let me save a bit.
This is true.
You know, you learn how to look after yourself a bit more. Mm. And people are not getting that education.
Yeah, people,
to charge them $9,000 is absolutely criminal.
It's criminal, Jericho. It's criminal. And fucking, I got a feeling that, you know, and the thing is, when you finish a degree, sometimes you do not go into the field. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, probably the majority of the time.
Look, you fucking work in something completely irrelevant to what we studied in, you know?
Exactly.
But I enjoy my job. I like it.
So do I.
Good fun.
It is a good. It's a great job. However, it's just probably not something I studied. You definitely not. I mean, I don't know how you got lost.
Oh, mate,
I think you walked into the wrong interview room.
I don't like the people in that sort of field. They're boring.
Yeah.
No personality. It's like talking to a brick wall. Do you know what I mean?
I guess, imagine how I feel.
What?
Fucking. Because you're one of them. Oh, my
God. Yeah, I got it.
So slow.
I got it. You fucking prick.
Look.
Simple recap of the show, yeah?
Let's go.
Pancakes.
Put whatever you want in them.
Do what the go fuck crazy. You want to do.
This is a first world problem. We don't really care what you put in your pancake. For me, you can put chicken, Nutella and cocaine, wrap it up, eat it. I don't care. It's not that bad.
Say chicken, okay? Nutella and cocaine.
Go insane.
Go for it. Live your life.
Go.
Live your life. But do as you
wish. I don't understand why this is culture now. Some outrage of, oh no, you shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be doing that. Exactly. It's just
from someone who doesn't even season their food.
Well, I do season my food. First of all, I'm much better chef than you are. So just
you don't want to go down that route, son.
Listen, maybe I don't have access to the best spam that you have, okay, or some salt on steroids. We'll put this to the test.
Mate, just adding canned syrup or canned sauce to chicken doesn't make you a good chef, mate.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right. Packet ramen doesn't make you a good chef, mate.
Listen. Knowing how to
chicken and paprika doesn't make you a good chef, mate.
Yeah, pot noodle doesn't make you a chef either, mate. Putting hot water in
a bit of nerve. Body's
yeah.
Passionate.
Well, listen. You better back off,
you
okay?
Been a chef, mate.
I wasn't a past life.
No, you weren't.
When I had a faster metabolism.
No, you weren't.
No, I'm just shutting your dream. But I am. I'm a better chef. All right.
You can't
to you.
Say that.
What until, can you cook? What can you cook?
I'll whip up a Filipino dish for you.
Okay, so
are you going to make a Kosovan dish? You can't even cook Kosovan food, can you?
Absolutely not.
See?
And I wouldn't want to anyway.
See, why? Do you like it?
No, I'm
not. Putting fucking bacon. Look, a full English isn't.
Bacon in a Kosovan food.
A full English isn't good food, mate. Just saying. It's great.
Huh?
But that's not.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't mention. You've mentioned this. Also, how would I know? What would I have it to compare? What if your Filipino dish? Isn't that great, but I don't know what it's like. Why don't you make a dish that someone that's a bit more common, like a pasta?
A pasta? Oh my. Yes. I'll make pasta from scratch if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah?
Oh my, is the trash, is that what you're going to do?
I can make it from scratch.
As soon as this channel goes
if you see my face, I can make pasta from scratch. Look at my face.
What do you mean, if you see my face?
If you can see my reaction, you can't see my reaction right now on this podcast. Because it's just
audio.
Well,
I can see your reaction. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't mean anything.
I can make it. So look, this guy just fucking boils water, throws it at a wall, praying it sticks, and then just adds tuna in it. That don't count, mate.
I just put ketchup and pasta together. That's what they do in Kosovo. Listen, let me tell you what they do. They will boil pasta,
yeah.
And they go, would you like it with some feta cheese or ketchup? That's the two options you have.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, I know I'm 100% a better chef than you.
Oh, whatever.
And as soon as this channel goes on YouTube, we'll put that to the test.
We will.
The Great BJ Bake Off.
That's a BJ Bake Off. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it, we'll do it.
Yeah, of course we will.
We'll get someone to judge it too. A random person.
Cool. Cool. And yeah, to recap, I think students are losing out the best years of their life, having to stay at home and live their life through a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, they're all fucked. They're all fucked at the moment just because of what's going on with COVID, mate. It's just horrible. Well, there's an announcement.
Well,
was it Monday?
What?
There's a little announcement by BJ himself.
Oh, inspiration.
It's going to be interesting.
We'll see
what happens. But yeah, this is the episode of uni fees and pancakes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for listening.
A pleasure.
And please do obviously like, subscribe, the whole lot on _BJ Report on Instagram.
Follow us at the BJ Report on Facebook.
Yeah, and also email us in, contact at the BJ Report.
Yeah, contact you have an interest at in... the BJ Report.
Well done. Okay. If you have an interesting article, just send it through. I'll probably read it because Jerry has difficulty. And I'll probably read it to him so he can understand exactly what's going on in life.
I need pictures.
Any interesting topics. There's nothing that we won't discuss as long as it's in a, you know, in article form. People have approached us a few times saying, talk about this topic. We're not going to talk about random topics. It has to be an article for that week.
It's true, mate. Episode 10's coming, buds.
What are we going to do for episode 10? What do you want to do? Because I promise you that you can do... Because he's been talking about doing a specific type of episode. I said, we can't do that yet. We have to wait a few episodes before we can jump on.
This guy,
but
I swear,
tell them what episode 10 is about.
Episode 10 is going to be movie reviews. Oh, no. Top three movies.
Top three movies. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, top three movies for you. Top three movies for me. Should we watch the movies beforehand so we can compare?
Huh?
Do you want to watch the movies beforehand?
It's up to you,
man. Or do you want to just deep dive into it?
Oh, no. I'm going to watch the movies beforehand. Oh, sorry. My apologies for that.
You okay?
Yeah, I had a little hiccup cough thing. It was like weird. But yeah, definitely. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be watching the movies we recommend beforehand.
Okay.
And yeah, take it from there.
Okay. Episode 10 is a special episode. It will be our top three films. And then we will also, for episode 11, get a guest speaker on the show as well.
Yeah, boy.
To just see how things go.
Exactly.
Who we will get on the show is to be determined.
TBC.
But it will be in the same format of news articles.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting. Don't you worry.
If you want to join the show, please audition at contact at the feature. But no, thank you very much for listening this week. It's been another great episode.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure, Jericho.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Likewise.
And it's been another great episode. You know, please do follow us on Instagram _thebjreport. Send us an email at contact@thebjreport.com. And we look forward to another episode next week.
Next week, Thursday,
take care,
baby.
Stay safe and goodbye.